presentation.
In my presentation, I will talk about some topics which are not, let's say, directly related to supply chains, but more or less related to general type of application development. Some of these which will be shown here come from our experience from doing extended e-government research and development with some of my colleagues who are there. Okay, so what I'm going to talk about? I'm going to talk about the opportunities given by the new technologies in comparison to the applications that are using these new technologies. Some of the differences between the public and private fields under which we are not directly saying that the public is some kind of governmental and private is some kind of profit-oriented, but instead, in this presentation, when I'm saying that we're talking about private fields, that means that that's something which is mainly done for profit, and public, which has some other aspects of bringing some new things to the public sector. Okay, so the question is that the EU and other similar organizations clearly state that new technologies are in the vision. We have to use new technologies, for the well-being of the society and so on. Even the new Hungarian constitution states that we should use, the state should use new technologies for the development. Now the question is that is this technology available? And if you remember in the morning session, there was a talk about the IT doesn't matter paper. And what we are saying is that technology is mostly here. Most of the developments are not directly technology related. Obviously, there are a lot of smaller or larger questions which require technological development. But the core technology is here for the development of nearly every application that we can imagine. But we must, besides of concentrating on technology, we also have to concentrate on the use cases and the environment for these new applications. Obviously, it's not a I think not a very good thinking that, okay, we have this technology, let's do something with that, or even let's develop some new technology and then maybe we can do something with that. But instead, we must focus on how to use and utilize this technology for new applications. Okay, if we look at this private or profit-oriented sector, we see that there are a lot of really, really large application. We've just seen one on the supply chain of fish, but obviously just everything you can buy, the whole financial industry, credit cards, e-business, you can buy anything nearly on the internet and so on, and it works, and it works quite well. Now if you look at the public sector, the outlook is not that good, because usually those applications that are not directly profit-oriented but instead having to do something with the well-being of the society of the public, they are usually small, not really cross-border applications, and mostly driven by the needs of the state, so basic administration like applications, but not really something that we could call a future internet-proof application. This is just a small comparison without going into much detail that we have identified during the e-government developments, that if we compare the so-called e-government and the e-business system, we see that that there are a lot of differences. Usually the e-business is more or less with the obvious legal besides the obvious legal environments, is more or less free to choose the environment it is trying to work in, that obviously in the framework of business. Whereas public applications are working in a much stricter environment. They also have to be available for maybe decades or longer. They have to be really interoperable, not just with existing applications, but with future application, and so on. So there's not that many freedom in creating these applications. Obviously, the question of open standards come into play here. Now, what needs to be done? The technology is mostly available, so things that we've all been talking about here, like service-oriented application, architecture, clouds, RFID, and so on, they are available. But what is not always available is the social and legal environment for these applications. This morning there were talk about data protection. Sometimes data protection is shown as something that is always working against the advances of technology, whereas technology people want to do fantastic applications, and data protection people will try to prevent them from doing that. But we feel that this is an example of a problem when these two fields cannot really talk or not always able to talk with each other. They do not understand the specialty of their respective fields. So what we think is that systems or applications that will be used for the well-being of the public in the public sector, a lot of times they are lacking use cases. Technology is here, but we don't really know what to do with them. This, one of the main problems which is causing this, is that the technological and the legal and social environment, they are not always in sync. They don't really know each other. So as a conclusion, we say that for this kind of applications and future applications, there has to be a real close cooperation between the technological field and the field of the legal and the social environment. So thank you very much. I hope I had my 10 minutes. So if you have any question.
Any questions from the audience? No? For me it was really interesting, and just one question popped in my mind, that do you think that by the end of the day the e-government will move closer to the e-business solution? So what I mean is that by the end of the day we'll be ready to give up some of the legal constraints that they have, or
Well, on one side I hope, I don't really like to say legal constraint because it looks what I said is that the legal part wants to strangle the development. I think this has to be much more cooperation between both sides. So those people that are responsible for the legal environment, they should be more aware of the possibilities and the limitations of technology, whereas the technology side should not look at the legal side as an enemy or something like that. So if these two sides can really work together, then I think we will get closer to that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you very much. Other questions? By the way, these conclusions, are they available to, I mean, what you made in the presentation, are they available somewhere? I mean, because you made some conclusions that you identified e-business and
some of these are in this presentation, and we had a presentation last year in Brussels in a service-oriented workshop, and some of these conclusions are more elaborated in that one.
Okay, thank you very much.